Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to Ifrica Media, optometry's number one platform in Africa for all your resources. Today we have a very special guest. Today's guest is an expert when it comes to fitting specialty contact lens. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome our colleague, Dr. Obiwani Chukwuemeka. If you don't mind, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got into the wonderful world of optometry.
My name is Obiwani Chukwuemeka Jr. I'm from Abia State. Yeah, but I grew up in Edo State, that's in the southwest of Nigeria, and I schooled there as well. I got into optometry, well, not necessarily by chance, because I'm the fourth optometrist in the extended family. So
awesome. So you come from a family of optometrists. You have seen it firsthand for decades. So how is the current state of optometry in Nigeria in comparison to the past, especially being that you're able to dig down the line of optometrists in your family? But how have things been?
Well, currently the state of optometry in comparison to what it used to be, I think it's better now, because the idea of optometry specialties is beginning to kick in. More people are getting trained in specialty areas. The education of for optometry is becoming more broad, so to speak. And well, you have younger people who are more interested now in areas that were not traditionally the case. So it's moved very far from the refractionist point of view to more of a holistic primary eye care profession, so to speak.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, the optometry scene in Nigeria is so vibrant and has so much potential. And I've noticed that there has been an expanded scope and innovation since I hit the scene about 3 years ago. Last year, or it might have been the year before, I can't recall exactly, I attended and I had the opportunity to attend the NOA conference and listen to you lecture about scleral lens. I was blown away by your expertise on how to fit a scleral lens. I actually picked up a lot of tips. How did you get into specialty lenses?
Well, yeah, thanks. I got into specialty contact lenses. I think the interest for specialty contact lenses started way back in university. I remember my contact lens lecturer in the first class about RGPs, and he spoke about how RGP contact lenses took care of corneal astigmatism, and when he explained the mechanism behind it, it blew me away. Right from that time, right from that day, I have been blown away by specialty contact lenses, and I always wanted to do some specialty course in corneal anterior segment and specialty contact lenses. So I applied for a fellowship at LV Prasad Eye Institute in India. I got the spot, and well, I think it changed my life.
Wow, India, that's pretty impressive. What was the scope of optometry like there?
Oh yeah, I had to go to India because at the time it was what was affordable for me, but still had the quality of training that I was looking for. There are some training programs that look into specialty contact lenses in Nigeria, but it wasn't what I thought was okay for me. I wanted higher. I wanted to learn from a place where the patient base was much, because I felt the experience would be better. And at LV Prasad Eye Institute, it's well known for its specialty eye care services, but more so for cornea services. And the patient base for specialty contact lenses was enormous. So when I got accepted for the fellowship there and training there, it was very exciting and a good opportunity for me. So that's why I had to travel that far.
So you had to travel all the way to India to get the training. It sounds like there are some barriers to education and goods potentially. How has this impacted your role as a specialty lens fitter in Nigeria?
Well, there are some barriers to, accessing goods in Nigeria, because sometimes getting contact lenses down here, shipping costs, passing through custom duties, there are certain barriers, yeah, that hinder you from being able to practice contact lenses, specialty contact lenses, the way you would want to. In terms of the education, I think there's more focus on posterior segment diseases, more focus on things like glaucoma or diabetic retinopathy, as should be, because those things are important as well. But because of that focus, there is less attention given to cornea issues and specialty contact lenses, the role specialty contact lenses can play in eye care. A lot of times, the people who are available to do specialty contact lenses probably have left the country, or those who still practice, those of us who are still practicing, find it difficult to even convince practitioners about it or spread the awareness or get them to understand the role that specialty contact lenses play in eye care. Also, in terms of the barriers, getting the goods down to Nigeria, mostly because of there's no established chain. We don't have like a lab, for example, like you'd have the big labs outside the country. We don't have a specialty contact lens lab in Nigeria that caters for the needs for specialty lenses. So it makes things difficult in terms of getting the lenses or making modifications. And even if you wanted to alter a fit or something, it's not something you could just send back to the lab and get them to send you another lens. You'd still have to pay significant amounts for shipping fees. And that's difficult.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. The fees, oh my goodness. I mean, it hits you. You can make a lot of profit in regards to having a practice in Nigeria. But I'm trying to figure out, how are you implementing your expertise and practice with all these roadblocks? I mean, there's a lot of roadblocks that could take place. How do you set up a practice to overcome these difficulties?
This blocks, so to speak, or barriers or difficulties are things that we have learned to walk around. Patients have to be trial fitted. I do a lot of diagnostic fitting, not so much of empirical fitting, except for the usual spherical and simple toric lenses or cosmetic lenses. Those I can do empirically. But for specialty lenses, I still rely heavily on my fitting sets and do a lot of diagnostic fitting. So I'd always ask the lab I work with to send down fitting sets. And I do a lot of troubleshooting, take photographs, do a lot of photo documentation. I'm limited in the sense that I don't have a topographer as of now, but I work a lot with the slit lamp. I do OCTs, anterior segment OCTs, get my K readings, make sure that I am comfortable and confident about a fit before I would go ahead and make the order for the lens. If I am not comfortable, sometimes we would have to have those fittings repeated, or the trial repeated until we are very sure. Reason is the labs are not close by, so I can't send those lenses back, for example, if there was some problem with it, or even if I did have the time or opportunity to send it back, the shipping charges, like an extra cost. So I would still have to make sure that my fitting is done properly. A lot of documentation goes into that, especially for the scleral lenses or the RGP lenses. And with that being in mind, keeping that in mind, we'll go ahead with the lenses. Patients generally would have to wait a bit longer because the lenses would take time to arrive. I try to work with established courier services so that I don't have any mishaps, or I can keep track of the lenses until they arrive at my doorstep. I communicate a lot with the labs, and the consultants at the lab have been very, very helpful. We find a way to work around it. I do try once in a while to educate practitioners, like you said. You attended the talk I gave on scleral lenses at the Nigerian Optometry Conference last year. I try to educate practitioners about specialty lenses and the benefits from those lenses. There's still a lot of difficulties that we face. Like I said, certain instrumentation, I would still, I think I'd do a lot much better with a topographer in hand, but then sometimes you have to send patients for these things. I work I'm well with what I have, and so far, so good.
Wow, this is great. I mean, I love that you do not allow outside forces to impact how you practice. Personally, I don't really fit a lot of specialty lenses. I may dabble in more of a hybrid lens. I'm truly a soft contact lens type of guy, and if it doesn't work, I refer to a colleague that specializes in specialty contacts. So it's great to know that you are my backyard and that I have a resource to refer to whenever I need a patient or need to fit a patient with a specialty lens. Let's talk a little bit more about scleral lens. Who is the ideal candidate? Walk us through the process of the fitting and follow-up.
Well, scleral lenses are rigid glass permeable lenses that vault the cornea and sit entirely on the scleral lung. They are large diameter rigid glass permeable lenses. So these days, the indications for fitting scleral lenses keeps increasing. Initially, it used to be thought for only irregular or diseased corneas or eyes with ocular surface disease, but now we're fitting a wider range of even healthy corneas for maybe high refractive errors or even for multifocals for presbyopic corrections. A few patients, though. But my ideal patient for scleral lens that I fit would be patients with corneal ectatic conditions like keratoconus or pellucid marginal corneal degenerations. Also patients with ocular surface disease like Stevens-Johnson syndrome, persistent epithelial defects, neurotrophic keratitis, and it goes on and on. So initially, the idea or the selection for a patient would be first, what condition are you trying to fit or address? Now, if I was fitting an ectatic condition, I would want to see topographies. I'd want to know what the K readings are, get an idea of what the eyes are under the slit lamp, make sure there's no other confounding variable. The eyes is just to make sure that the condition I'm actually trying to address would be addressed by the scleral lens itself. And then get the lens on the eye, take a look at the fit of the lens, get an anterior segment OCT done, see how the lens is sitting on the surface, making sure it's not touching the cornea or the limbus, just sitting nicely on the sclera without blanching any blood vessels. And then I'd like to see the patient after 4 hours after fitting. Get an ovary fraction done, check the vision, how comfortable the patient is, if I have to repeat the trial again, or if there's some changes I have to make. Those will be done after 4 hours. If I have to repeat the trial again, then the patient will be rebooked the next day or depending on the patient's convenience. Otherwise, after 4 hours of trial, if everything goes well, then the patient can make an order. And on arrival of the lens, we'll try and do an insertion and removal training, teach the patient how to use the lenses, how to care for the lenses, keep them, what solutions to use, what not to use. Basically, go through the lens care regimen for contact lenses, scleral lenses to be specific. Then I see them after 1 week just to assess their compliance to what we've talked about. Then 1 month after that, to see the eye. So if I was fitting an ectatic condition, I'm mostly focusing on vision improvement and making sure that the lens is not harming the ocular surface. If I was fitting an ocular surface disease, I want to see resolution, decrease in keratopathy, improved comfort in case of severe dry eye patients, basically, improved quality of life in ocular surface disease patients. I'm making sure, very, very important, that I'm not causing any significant corneal edema or hypoxia or not causing any complications. And you just want to be careful. So I'd see them a month after, then 4 monthly, depending on what condition I'm seeing. So basically, that's how it goes. But it could be time consuming, but very rewarding both financially and well, it boosts a practice actually.
Wow, I'm just blown away. I mean, so what's next for you? Any plans of teaching how to fit specialty contacts, lecturing, or continuing to serve Nigeria? I mean, like, what are you going to do next? I mean, like, you are really killing the game when it comes to specialty contact lens. And I feel like you should be in these schools educating the students about how great and how rewarding fitting a specialty contact lens could be. Because this is a niche, but it actually is probably a lot of candidates out there that could really benefit from fitting a specialty contact lens.
What's next for me? Some research. I plan to engage in some clinical research regarding specialty contact lenses. There's not so much that's been done in that regard in Nigeria or Africa as a whole regarding specialty contact lenses. So I'm trying to see what I can do in that regard. Maybe some other postgraduate courses and in terms of teaching practitioners, I'm already doing that in a little way, but I intend that this year I could take it a step further, educate more optometrists, even ophthalmologists as well, because sometimes these patients present to them and they're not sure what to do with them or how to refer them or whom to refer them to. So educating more eye care personnel or professionals about specialty lenses and the indications and advantages of these lenses. And for now, yeah, while I'm still here, I might as well contribute to Nigeria in whatever way I can.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being on the show today. If any of our colleagues are interested in getting into the specialty contact lens world and want your advice, what's the best way for them to connect with you, whether it's on social media or email or all of them? What's the best way to connect?
Well, thanks, Dr. Daryl. I can be contacted on Facebook. That my name is Obiwani Chukwuemeka Jr. Also via email, zugusj@gmail.com. That's zugusjay@gmail.com. I'd be happy to be of help to anyone who's interested in specialty contact lenses for observation or training or in whatever way I'd be able to assist. Thank you.
All right, you guys, it's a wrap. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Thanks for hanging out with us today. And be sure to follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The social media handles @IFRICA Media. And until next time, have a great one, you guys.